for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano at 5:05.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Problem.
I know, these microphones are tough. I have a perpetual problem with them.
I really haven't had a problem until this morning. I'm worried to move it. I'm Juliet Huddy. Deb is following the breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid is in with sports, and here's what you're going to be talking about around the water cooler today, Frank.
Because did they refill the water cooler?
I have no idea, but we all hover around the water cooler, you know? We tend to hover.
Isn't it more of a coffee machine topic rather than a water cooler topic?
Whatever. Okay. Here's what you're going to be talking about in your conference room.
Fair enough.
Or waiting for the elevator. In the news realm, a third accuser comes forward. Governor Cuomo has hired a criminal attorney, and his brother finally speaks out on CNN. Also, in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, the most beautiful city on the planet, in my opinion, dealing with yet another drama from Mother Nature. And I've had my throat. It's very cold in here.
I hear you. I get very choked up anticipating Joe Nolan's traffic.
No. Oh, thank you.
Well.
No, you know what it is? It's really cold in here.
It is
like
chilly.
30 degrees.
It is chilly.
So you're seeing headlines about how there's no water in the Venetian canals. I can tell you there is nothing to fret about, people. And we'll tell you what's happening with that in your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Also, does your pet really like those made for Fido TV services like Fido Flicks? And, you know, you leave, you go out to the store shopping and you leave the little TV on with the little pets running.
Well, it's a good question. Do they like them?
I'm going to answer that question right before Sid Sports.
Tried to use their power to force.
Yes. Yes. Apparently. I love de Blasio jumping on the bandwagon. Oh. Man, he is just like a pig in you know what.
Seeing the look of restrained jubilation on his face yesterday, he was trying so hard not to make clear how happy he was
this. Yeah, you know that 2 seconds after the camera goes off, he goes, he just loves it. Anyway. On that note, we've got a lot of cool stuff coming.
That's right.
Good, interesting information.
Not the least of which is traffic with Joe Nolan on the sevens. Let's kick things off at 5:07. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. If you're on the Long Island Expressway, we got a problem at New Hyde Park Road. The right lane and the off-ramp going to be closed. There is an accident investigation. It's in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. But if you're westbound on the LIE, you've got that problem. Northern State, probably not a bad alternate. 1 and 9 in New Jersey, the left lane is out both ways in Jersey City between Manhattan Avenue and Secaucus Road. That with construction. Heading inbound at the Hudson River Crossings, everything there is good. An alternate side again today is in effect. The support is the service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates, all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. When you need the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right, thanks, Joe. Is anybody else experiencing problems with their computer? Every time I log into some website, it immediately logs me out. And I have to refresh it.
Not that I noticed.
All right. Maybe it's just me. Okay. From your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, I don't know if you guys were driving around today, if you're listening to me, but wow.
It was windy.
The wind gusts were crazy. I thought I was going to get arrested for drunk driving because I was flying all over the road. And I have an SUV, right, Gabby? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yes, it was crazy on my way in this morning. I'm in a big Jeep Wrangler, so it's like a box. And I literally felt my car getting shifted into like other lanes.
I used to have a Wrangler. Yeah, it definitely would do that. I've got an SUV. I mean, it's a pretty hefty car, but yikes.
One of the houses in my neighborhood actually had a witch underneath it. It was really hairy.
Okay, that wasn't very funny, but anyway. No, that's cute. Didn't they have like the little red shoes?
Was that the ruby red slippers?
Yeah, the witch had it, right?
In the movie.
I haven't seen it in 30 years. I think in the book they were silver,
but.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway. I mean, how old am I? I can't even remember the last time I saw that movie, Wizard of Oz? Don't answer that question. All right. 37 degrees for a high today. So yes, it's going to be chilly. We're going to have 10 to 20 mile per hour winds, but we could see gusts for the rest of the day over 40 miles per hour. I couldn't believe it when I woke up and I was getting dressed. I'm like, what is that sound? It sounds like the train station just showed up in my backyard. Tonight, though, clear skies. We're going to go down to 30. Winds will start to slow down a bit. And by tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. It's going to be really nice, actually. 51 degrees, maybe some clouds passing through, but no big deal. Wednesday night, 34 degrees for a low, partly cloudy skies. And on Thursday, one big blob of sun. Very nice day. Abundant sunshine, I'm told, with a high of 41 degrees. Friday, another big blob of sun. 40 degrees. So it's pretty much going to be Thursday, Friday, sunny, cold. I mean, 40 is cold, but not too bad. Probably be a lot warmer feeling because of that sun. Saturday, the clouds roll in, but not too bad. We'll have partly cloudy skies. So we'll probably see more clouds than sun, but depends on where you live. And then Sunday, we're back to sunny skies and 43 degrees. So not bad for the next few days.
Certainly been worse.
I don't see rain on the horizon.
Yeah. Well, that's encouraging. New York City, speaking of encouraging, is closing in on vaccinating, ready for this, 2 million residents. But Mayor Bill de Blasio says state-run sites aren't vaccinating enough city residents. That's right. If it's a day that ends with Y, Bill de Blasio is criticizing the state response and the governor. The Javits Center has reportedly administered more than 40% of its doses to people who don't live in the city, while more than 70% of shots at the Aqueduct racetrack have gone to non-city residents. De Blasio says he prefers clinics at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field since they're only offering the shot to residents who live in the same borough. He notes more than 338,000 doses were given out last week alone.
All right. As we just mentioned, a third woman has come forward. She is accusing Governor Cuomo of nefarious behavior. This woman, however, didn't work for the governor, as the previous two accusers have. Her name is Anna Rush. She was an Obama staffer. She was a member of Biden's campaign team. She met the governor apparently at a wedding and says that he touched her bare lower back. And when she pulled away, he cupped her face in his hands and asked if he could kiss her. This apparently happened back in 2019. Now, Cuomo is bracing for major trouble, obviously. He reportedly hired a criminal defense attorney. Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, answering questions from the press about this, she weighs in.
There is a process of reviewing, as you noted, an independent investigation. We will leave it to that process through the attorney general to make a determination on the path forward.
And speaking of, New York's Attorney General Letitia James is promising to release the findings of her investigation once it's done. Several prominent Democrats and other players have been getting lambasted for their silence on the Cuomo issue. So I want to just give you an update here. Hillary Clinton broke her silence on Monday. She says that she absolutely backs an investigation, saying that all New Yorkers deserve answers. Not to be outdone, New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio, no stranger to jumping on the anti-Cuomo bandwagon whenever possible, he seemed to allude that there is a lot more where this came from.
Sexually harassed young women in your employment. These are disqualifying realities. If these charges are proven, there's just no way he can govern.
He also slammed the governor for telling accusers that he was just joking when he made offensive and inappropriate comments. And finally, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo addressed the elephant in the room. He said, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have. But he says he's not allowed to cover the story. I mean, I have to tell you, it makes me laugh when people are attacking him for not covering the story. He is the brother. Do you honestly expect the brother of this guy to be covering that story? I mean, there are certain, you know, the media outlets have to tell their people you cannot. It's a conflict of interest. So, of course, you can't cover.
Well, yeah. I mean, when Maria Shriver was working for NBC News, she just stopped covering all sort of hard news when her husband became the governor. Right. So I guess the question is Chris, can Chris Cuomo be in a position to comment on the day's news when so many of the day's news events involve his brother?
I think that there are so many events that he can cover in a 1 hour show that don't have to be focused on the governor, frankly.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, if I was running CNN, that's exactly what I would do. I would just say it's an hour that you don't have to cover this.
Yeah. Well, again.
Or have someone else cover it.
55 minutes of the hour is Trump bashing anyway. So.
Oh, stop.
What's the other spot? All right. Well, at 5.
I forgot where I'm working right now.
5:15. Well, no, I mean, you could. look at the time. 5:15. It's time for sports with Sid Rosenberg. Hello, Sid.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. Good news for the Brooklyn Nets. They continue to play some of the best basketball in the NBA. Blew a big lead last night, but still prevailed in overtime. A double-digit win over San Antonio. They snapped a 17-game losing streak in San Antonio, and the Nets are now 10 games over 500. Here's Christian Arnold with the latest.
The last time the Nets won in San Antonio, they still called East Rutherford, New Jersey, home. It took an extra frame of basketball, but the Nets captured their first win in San Antonio since 2002, defeating the Spurs 124-113. James Harden had 30 points, Kyrie Irving added 27, and Bruce Brown had 23 for Brooklyn. The win helped wipe away some of the bad taste left after a sloppy loss to the Dallas Mavericks in their previous game. Monday's win had some errors in it. Brooklyn Nets coach Steve Nash admitted after the game, but the win was an important one.
Of course, you could say we made a mistake or two down the stretch, but you know, more importantly, if we had made a couple layups, game was over. So still plenty to build on, but lots of positives as well.
The Nets are back in action again on Wednesday when they travel to Houston. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. Knickerbocker's back on the court tonight. They're also red hot in San Antonio for those same San Antonio Spurs. The Mets announced yesterday that they'll be wearing a patch on their sleeves with the number 41 for the late, great Tom Seaver, who died in August. Away and home games, the Mets will wear those. But business on the field has their shortstop, Francisco Lindor, looking for a contract extension. Here's Met President Sandy Alderson on that.
We made the trade. That doesn't mean necessarily that we are guaranteed to have him long term, but I think we're committed to talking about it.
That's good news. They're committed to talking about it. And the Yankees still on the field. They beat the Tigers yesterday. One of their superstars, Aaron Judge, spoke to the media yesterday about how great it is to be a New York Yankee.
Just being a part of the history. Some of the best guys to ever play this game wore pinstripes. You know, just the history, the championships, the winning, just the culture that's here with, you know, in this clubhouse with the Yankees is something that is pretty special to be a part of. And
Aaron Judge, New York Yankees. Rangers back on home ice tonight. They'll host the Buffalo Sabres. The Devils on home ice in New Jersey. They'll host the Islanders, a big one tonight. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. How's it looking out there, Joe?
Long Island Expressway on the westbound side at New Hyde Park Road. The right lane and the off-ramp is closed with an accident investigation. Also, both ways in Jersey City, 1 and 9, the left lane out between Manhattan Avenue and Sea Caucus Road. That with an accident. Also, the Long Island Railroad now. There are scattered delays, at least they're possible, on the Port Jeffron, Concomo, Oyster Bay branches, just like yesterday. Through Mineola, the signal work they're finishing up. And alternate side of the street parking rules once again today are going to be in effect. So we're off to a pretty good start. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Oh, God. We got to come up with this before. Citigroup to seek net... What? What is your business story?
Net zero emissions.
God, we got to find better teases for this, baby.
You're right.
This is just...
Agreed.
Right over my head. Yeah, okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about in business. I hope, Frank, you're going to jazz this up.
Oh, we have
I know you always
very
do.
Very dramatic music
yes.
behind it.
So that's coming up in Frank's business news. Also, your Jet Set Juliet travel update is coming up. More changes for cruise ships. We're going to tell you a little bit more what cruising is going to be like. And then also, I missed out because I ran a little bit long on that CNN story. So we will tell you about Fido and these TV shows and TV networks for your dogs and pets and whether they really are entertaining. That's coming up soon.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:20, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Moreno. The opening bell rings this morning after Wall Street started off March with a roar. The major indexes jumped nearly 2% or more as yields on long-term Treasury bonds slipped from last week's highs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up a whopping 603 points. The S&P 500 added 90 points, and the NASDAQ gained 396 points. Now, as promised... Listen to this. Citigroup is going to seek net zero emissions
what?
By 2050. Now,
what does this mean
well,
for mankind?
It means that Citigroup is going to achieve or seek to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions from its own operations and the activity of clients by 2050. The company pledged to offset its own emissions footprint by 2030 and that of its lending portfolio two decades later. Citigroup is the latest company to get on board, a corporate wave to take bolder action against climate change. Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase have previously announced their intentions to do so in reaching net zero emissions, Julia.
God, that was good. I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
I almost want to just wrap the show early and read more about this. What about that jerky guy that tweeted us yesterday and said such mean things and you stuck up for me, but he said that I'm getting on your nerves?
I didn't see that part.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Yeah, you wrote back. Did you just blow through these things? Or how old are you? Because you may be forgetting things, Frank. Maybe you should. Because sometimes I forget things.
You are in a spirited mood this morning, I can tell. So don't let that.
I had a decent amount of sleep last night, good. I guess. I don't know. That was really good business news. I cannot wait until your next business story. I can't wait to tease it because I think it's going to be even crazier.
I can't wait to be teased about the tease that I suggest.
It is 24 degrees. It's really windy outside. WABC Early News Time 522. Let's get over to Deb for her news minute.
All right, Juliet, windy, 23 fair skies. I'm Deborah Valentine. Well, a third woman alleging sexual harassment against New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio of New York City.
Purposely tried to use their power to force a woman to have sex with him? Of course. That's someone who should no longer be in public service.
The state attorney general has agreed to an independent investigation and a Purim celebration in Lakewood, New Jersey, sparking some big backlash.
Fred Rush, the president of the local NAACP chapter, saw some children at a Purim party dressed in blackface while wearing Black Lives Matter sweatshirts.
I just say this is offensive. And I would hope you would take the time to teach your kids, because it's offensive not only to me, but to a lot of people.
Rush is calling for a meeting with Jewish leaders. Lakewood Mayor Raymond Cole said he would help arrange the meeting. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
All right, Dow futures up 603 points. Juliet, we've got that wind advisory in effect till 4 o'clock. And Juliet has your full Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you very much. It is going to be 37 degrees right now. But as you heard Deb say, and as you heard us talk about earlier, we've got this gale warning. It is so windy outside. If you're driving, you are going to have to prepare yourself because you'll get blown all over whatever road you're driving along. Particularly the LIE was crazy today. Wow. But again, 37 degrees we're going to get up to with some sun, actually a lot of sun. And tonight we'll have clear skies, low of 30. Tomorrow going to be really, really nice, 51 degrees, generally sunny. I like it when they say generally sunny. That means that we'll probably see some clouds rolling through. So don't get too excited. But Thursday, look at that. What do I call that, Frank?
Is that sun?
That is a blob of sun.
Wow.
One big blob of sun. Although the temperature is going to go
from
Wednesday.
What are you looking at, the forecast in Arizona or something?
No, that's our forecast.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's right.
That's going to be exciting.
41 and a blob of sun parked there in the skies on Thursday. Friday, another big blob, probably the same one. It's just going to be 24 hours later. And it is going to be gorgeous, but 40 degrees. It's going to be chilly, but that's okay because the sun is blobbing. And Saturday, we've got partly cloudy skies, which means more clouds than sun. But still, that sun is going to be blobbing behind those clouds.
Absolutely.
And Sunday, the blob is back.
Wonderful. I'll break out the sunscreen.
Yes.
All right. Well, the NYPD is releasing body camera footage from last year's officer-involved shooting. It was Christmas Eve when Officer Connor Bolick responded to a call near Bergen Street in Brooklyn when 20-year-old William Moss shot him in the back. Officials say police officers Tyrell Major and Marcella Chambly discharged a total of 7 shots to stop Moss, who fled the scene on foot. Video shows officers chasing the suspect, identifying themselves when they approach him, and repeatedly telling him to drop the gun before taking Moss into custody.
AOC is unhappy again, this time over the NYPD's new robotic police dog. You'd think that maybe this would be a happy occasion. This thing goes in. It's not a real dog. He's not really in any danger.
You don't have to pick up after him.
Yeah, digi dog that does not leave any sort of droppings as far as we know. Well, AOC says digi dog is racist because digi, as I like to call him, is only deployed in low-income communities of color. She says the $75,000 Fido should have been money used elsewhere. Her critics say it's colorblind, woman, and it goes into high crime areas. That's the whole point. You don't have the dogs going in, the real ones with fur.
Right.
This
right.
one might have fur. I don't know.
Well, it's going to be.
Doesn't look like it.
Very
appears
interesting.
To have
fur. All right. We're just a minute away from traffic and transit on the 7th with Joe Nolan. Meantime, Governor Phil Murphy is expecting schools across New Jersey to get back to in-person learning next year. Murphy says as long as things continue going in the direction they're currently going, he fully expects students to return to classrooms in September. If it doesn't happen sooner, it comes as pre-K through 12th grade teachers and staff will become eligible for the vaccine in a couple of weeks. Murphy says if schools don't get back to normal, he'll be very surprised and disappointed.
All right, let's head out to traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Hey, Joe.
Long Island Expressway, as you come inbound, right around the area of New Hyde Park Road, the right lane and that off-ramp is going to be closed. That because of an accident investigation. Pretty bad overnight accident there that they are working on. Both ways, 1 and 9, the left lane is out between Manhattan Avenue and Sea Caucus Road. Again, that construction, that also continues. You're also going to be looking at some issues on the Long Island Railroad. Scattered delays, possible at least, on the Port Jeff, Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay branches through Mineola. That because of signal problems. We're good coming in at the Hudson River crossings, although there is an empty tractor-trailer ban at the Frog's Neck, Whitestone, and RFK Bridges. An alternate side again today is in effect. This report of service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family's budget, Rocket can. When you need and want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. The canals of Venice, Italy, to people like me, consider ourselves kind of locals. They are dry. Has La Serenissima fallen apart, as some have suggested it is going to? No. Stop falling for the clickbait. I'll explain in my Jet Set Juliet travel update. Also, the danger of leaving your pets at home alone watching TV. That story coming up at 5:44, right before Sid Sports. But first, Deb's got your headlines.
All right, Juliet, we have a wind advisory in effect. Third woman alleging sexual harassment against New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo. And we have reaction. It is, of course, pouring in from New York City's mayor, the state Senate minority leader, as well as New Jersey's governor.
Purposely tried to use their power to force a woman to have sex with them? Of course, that's someone who should no longer be in public service.
I don't know that any one person could realistically dedicate the proper time to New Yorkers while also dealing with that.
What I've read is deeply concerning and deeply troubling. So it appears as though they're going to have an independent investigation. That, to me, seems what they should be doing.
And the state attorney general has, in fact, agreed to that independent investigation. It is with subpoena power, as the governor had requested. Well, New York City yesterday announced it is restarting some $17 billion in major capital construction projects, all halted by the pandemic. Lorraine Grillo is the city's construction czar.
Planning and procurement will resume citywide on everything from new schools, major library projects, protecting cyclists and pedestrians as part of the Vision Zero initiative.
And she said these projects will resume immediately. Meanwhile, New Jersey is expanding its vaccine eligibility later this month. Judith Persichilli is the state health commissioner. She said yesterday,
we are expecting J&J doses likely to be delivered Wednesday of this week. With this additional vaccine, we now have the opportunity to vaccinate more individuals than ever before.
And you can see a full list of those who are eligible for this expansion on the state's website. It's covid19.nj.gov starting March 15th. Pre-K through 12 educators and support staff, for example, will be eligible. All Dow futures all in the green this morning. The Dow's up 603, the S&P up 90, and the NASDAQ has climbed 396 points. Chilly day, wind advisory in effect until 4 this afternoon. Fox National News is next.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Americans may start getting shots of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine today, which proved 66% effective at preventing mild to moderate cases of the virus.
Many of the clinical trials were conducted in South Africa, where a resistant variant is widespread. Even there, the vaccine was 85% effective in preventing severe disease.
Fox's Jonathan Seary. And the New York Times reports a third woman claims New York Governor Cuomo sexually harassed her.
Cuomo released a statement apologizing for any misinterpretations, writing in part, "At work sometimes I think I am being playful and make jokes that I think are funny. I now understand that my interactions may have been insensitive or too personal."
Fox's Aisha Hosni. The state attorney general's office is investigating. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano, and a ton of interesting news this morning, isn't there, Juliet?
Yes. Number one being it's really windy outside. There are going to be major gusts throughout the day, 40 miles per hour, maybe more, so be careful out there. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, bubbles on cruise ships. And we're not talking about champagne. I'm going to tell you how cruise lines are going to utilize what they call travel bubbles on board.
Wow.
I don't know if people are going to like this so much. I don't know how they're going to do this, but I'll explain.
That certainly is going to be very interesting.
Yes, it is.
All right. But first,
riveting.
Kids all over will be starting their day with green eggs and ham. Not the breakfast, the book. Today marks the birthday of legendary author Dr. Seuss, also known for The Cat in the Hat, Fox and Socks, Oh, the Places You'll Go, and countless others. President Biden didn't mention Dr. Seuss by name when he followed tradition in proclaiming March 2nd, Read Across America Day. He's calling on everyone to observe this day with ceremonies and activities. He says for most, the path to literacy begins with story time at school.
Well, I don't think Mitt Romney is telling a story here. He's feeling and looking a little blue, black and blue, actually. The 73-year-old Utah senator got a black eye. He says he was playing with his grandkids over the weekend up in Boston, and he fell. He actually needed stitches. Asked about it, he said, "I had a tough weekend. I went to CPAC." And speaking of, the American Conservative Union is ripping Hyatt hotels. Why? Well, if you have been living under a rock, you missed a situation over the weekend on social media. Viewers watching the conference noticed the stage at the Hyatt Hotel looked like, they say, a Nazi symbol, specifically a Norse rune used during the Second World War. And if you look at it, yeah, I mean, you can see that, but, you know, was this intentional? Critics say, yeah, it was. And they accuse the conservatives of using specifically anti-Semitic imagery, despite the fact that they had quite a few Jewish people up there speaking. Hyatt then issued statements distancing itself from symbols of hate. They were the ones that, you know, it was at a Hyatt, this event was. The conservatives fought back, saying the accusations were absurd and Hyatt's buckling to culturalists on the left.
Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI is addressing conspiracy theories about his resignation as Pope. In an interview with an Italian newspaper published yesterday, the former Pope said he stands by his decision to resign in February of 2013. He said conspiracy theories about the resignation came from fanatical supporters who couldn't accept that he stepped down in full consciousness. The 93-year-old German said his conscience is fine and there's only one Pope, Pope Francis, not two popes.
Oh, okay. This totally went over my head. I thought the Pope Benedict was the Pope now for a second. I was going, what? Resigned in 2013. I think I need more coffee.
Well, or more popes, right?
Duo popes, triple popes. The top CDC doc is concerned, deeply concerned, actually. She says states are rolling back their COVID restrictions, but the problem is that new variants are causing a surge again in places like Florida and Washington, D.C. The good news is overall, we've seen a decline of both infections and deaths, but those new variants increased fivefold in February. Dr. Fauci, meantime, saying if you have the opportunity to get one of the now three vaccines, please do it. And one of the revelations from the study of COVID over the past year is that it has a particularly devastating effect on obese people. Now, this isn't fat shaming. This is actually black and white scientific fact. Now we're hearing that Pfizer's vaccine may not work as well if you're obese. And the reason is that those who are heavier, according to an Italian study, make half as many antibodies. Now, this Italian study says that the jabs are 50% less effective. But other experts are looking at this study and they say, that seems a wee bit high and we still need some more time to study this. And also, the study groups seem to be quite small.
in terms of a small number of people?
Yes, or a small number of people. They were large people.
Slender people.
Yeah, they were not slender.
All right. Well, speaking of obesity, move over, chocolate. It is time for peanut butter to shine, at least when it comes to the ever-popular Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Hershey's is honoring National Peanut Butter Day by leaving out the chocolate. That means the entire cup is made out of and filled with peanut butter. It's a new take on what was released the past 2 years when just an extra layer of peanut butter was added on top. The new candy hit store shelves in April.
So what's the difference if you just like took a scoop of peanut butter and ate it as opposed to spending extra money?
I don't think there
really,
is a difference.
Really funny. I chew gum all the time and I actually left my gum on top of my cup yesterday sitting next to me, or 2 days ago sitting next to me, and my, without me noticing, Winnie, little puppy, got up there and she got the gum, she started chewing it. Oh. She's a Yorkie, so she's got the little hair, you know, the long hair by her chin, so it got all stuck.
Oh.
Husband comes out, he's like MacGyver, takes some peanut butter in his hands, smushes it around. Oh, she couldn't have been happier. Not only did we get the gum out, but she had like peanut butter stuck on her head.
Leaving pre-chewed gum lying around like that?
Well, I was just too lazy to get up and throw it away.
Well, but that's why they give you the tin foil wrappers to wrap
it.
Gum.
No. I get it in the Mentos little cup thing.
You need the tin foil wrappers.
Well,
to
I don't.
It.
Then tell them to make it in the tin foil wrappers. Well,
5:37. A man who also never chews gum while doing the traffic. Joe Nolan has your traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
Long Island Expressway on the inbound side at New Hyde Park Road. The right lane and off-ramp going to be blocked with an accident investigation. That continues. We got a new problem now. Inbound George Washington Bridge, all lanes are closed. That overhead sign that's blowing around just before you get to the toll barrier. So, again, you've got those issues. Also, both ways, 1 and 9 in Jersey City, left lane out. That with road work. And, again, that would be between Manhattan Avenue and Secaucus Road. Metro North, 20 on the Danbury Branch. That because of the weather. And also the Long Island Railroad. Scattered delays possible. Port Jeff. Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay branches. The signal problems in Mineola is still going on, and alternate side is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
The Economic Optimism Index out today!
Woo!
Yes! And Frank is going to tell us all about it. Sorry, Christian. Blew your ear. So you're going to be like Sid. You're not going to be able to hear. I have to walk around with these ear things that are blasting. Also, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, bubbles on cruise ships, and I'm not talking about champagne, like I said.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
5:40, as promised, the Economic Optimism Index for March comes out this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And analysts are forecasting another gain. The February index rose to its highest level since October. Vaccinations increased. The experts see a gain of 1 point over last month.
Yes!
The report's due at 10 a.m., so we'll see if Juliet's optimism over the Economic Optimism Index is well placed.
I got vaccinated! Woo! Yeah!
I'm leaving.
All right, time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. We're finding out a little more information about what life will be like on cruise ships. It seems like the industry is trending towards shorter itineraries, guys. I'm guessing this has to do with the fact that, God forbid, if we do get hit with another pandemic, we're closer to our starting or our final port. You want to just keep things a little bit more close to home, if you know what I mean. I've told you before, masks and social distancing will be the rule of the day on board. In the social areas. Companies are also working on onboard bubbles. They're not going to be giving away champagne all day. This basically means you're going to be moving around in large but manageable groups, and they're going to kind of be keeping track of your groups. It sounds to me like you're going to be seeing the same people as opposed to like just one big free-for-all. They may make some changes with this, but if someone tests positive, this is the point, the cruise line will isolate the exposed guests in their own little groups. They'll have pre-booked hotel rooms for quarantining, all, you know, that type of thing. Right now, they're in the process of non-revenue test sailings, which means that they're going out, they're not taking any passengers with them. It's basically where they get the crew accustomed to post-COVID life on board. We do know, again, that the sailings will be shorter, but that's not to say that they're not going to be as fun. I mean, these micro itineraries, they'll last less than a week, sometimes just 3-4 days. They will be great, and cruise lines are working closely with local museums and tourist sites that have been walloped by the pandemic. Couple other updates on the cruise front. Carnival hasn't decided whether to require vaccines for passengers quite yet. Norwegian and Royal Caribbean, they say that crew members must get vaccinated. So far, no word on passengers, but that could very well change. And another important note, this is really good. Royal Caribbean was part of an independent study with the University of Nebraska. They studied different areas of the ship and the spread of aerosolized particles. I can't read today. The great news is that they found the transmission of airborne particles passing through the ventilation was undetectable in both the air and on surfaces. And finally, if you were hoping to satiate your craving for France by flying up instead to Quebec or Montreal, Canada, because you can't fly over to France, well, sorry, the U.S. and Canada last week announced borders would be closed till at least March 21st, the land borders. And finally, oh, my sweet Venice, La Serenissima, they can't catch a break, according to the headlines and clickbait. So either there's too much water or too little there. You've heard about the horrible flooding, which thankfully has been staved off by a new system they call Moses, which is basically a series of little dams out in the Venetian Lagoon that keeps the high water, or the Acqua Alta, from burying the medieval streets. But right now they're dealing with another water drama. It's Acqua Bassa, or low water. The famous canals are virtually empty. Gondolas, you can see them, they're pitched on piles of mud. Local experts say this is all about climate change and the big cruise ships that wrecked the lagoon, moving around the silt and creating an ecological disaster. This latest drama, though, has to do with the moon, a snow moon, they call it, and low tides that kind of crystallize together. But you guys, don't fear and don't buy into the hype. The Venetians have been around for a long, long time. The historic city will continue to thrive for many years to come, and they deal with this every single year. Okay, Sid Rosenberg, Frank Morano.
Yes.
Subscription services like Relax My Dog and Relax My Cat are blowing up. So you turn these things on and you leave the house and Fido is like, "Woo, look at the dogs on TV," or "Look at the cats on TV." But do they really make your poodle, Polly, happy? What do you think?
I would say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too. I think dogs are a lot smarter than people think they are.
Bravo. Okay. Yes. They do. No, they're great. They're great and they're entertaining. But animal behaviorists say don't plop them in front of the TV. I just think that you can just go off on your merry way and your job's done. Dogs need walking. Pets need playtime and they need your attention.
They're like kids.
They're like you, Sid.
Yeah.
You need playtime. You need your attention.
I need a lot of playtime.
But up, pump.
I do.
Frank, why do you have that Cheshire cat grin?
Well, because I'm trying to simulate what a cat would look like watching this very compelling program. At 5:45, it is time for sports with Sid Rosenberg. Hello there, Sid.
Frank and Juliet, this is part of my playtime sports. I love it, especially the New York Mets, who opened their preseason with a loss yesterday. Exhibition schedule, 2-0 to the Marlins, 2 hits for Brandon Nimmo. But that wasn't the story. Turns out, the back page of today's New York Post, the Mets president, Sandy Alderson, talking about re-signing 3 Mets. Well, I should say signing 3. Michael Conforto, Noah Syndergaard, and the newly acquired Francisco Lindor. That's the big one. Here's our very own Christian Arnold on the Lindor possibility of signing.
Number 12, Francisco Lindor.
That was the moment that Francisco Lindor stepped up to the plate for the first time as a New York Met. But for how long will he last in Mets blue and orange is the question that's still on everybody's mind. Lindor will be a free agent after the season, and Mets president Sandy Alderson said contract extension talks will begin relatively soon.
We made the trade. That doesn't mean necessarily that, are guaranteed to have him long term, but I think we're committed to talking about it.
Lindor told reporters after the game that he was just enjoying his time with the Mets.
I've just been enjoying the process of preparing for games.
Lindor went 0-2 in the Mets 2-0 loss to the Miami Marlins, which was their first spring training game of the year. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Great job, Christian. Yankees were on the field yesterday. Gary Sanchez, a monster home run in this one. But Aaron Judge, Yankees superstar, was talking after the game about what he expects from himself in 2021.
Every year I try to set my own goals. Besides the team goals of, obviously winning a championship, winning your division. You always got to set individual goals. You got to strive for something. You got to motivate yourself and push yourself throughout the whole year.
Brooklyn Nets remain red hot. They're now 10 games over 500. Snapped their 17-game losing streak in San Antonio. Came back in overtime and beat the Spurs 124-113. Triple-double for Jimmy Harden. He goes 30-15-14. 27 for Kyrie Irving. Bruce Bowen throwing 23 for the Nets, who again are 10 games over 500. Knickerbockers in San Antonio. They've got the Spurs tonight. And the Rangers and Devils both skate on home ice. With sports at 15-45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
Thank you, Sid. And at 5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
Well, guys, good news on the LIE. All lanes have been reopened at New Hyde Park Road. That earlier collision there, same thing inbound George Washington Bridge. The overhead sign has been secured, so all lanes have been reopened. We still have 20 to 25 on the Danbury branch. That because of the weather and the Long Island Railroad. Scattered delays still on the Port Jeff, Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay. They're working on those signals. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. This report, service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates, all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and your budget, Rocket can. When you want the ability to adjust your loan in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. Here is your Ramsey Subaru weather report. Frank, what do you see on my screen?
I see a few suns.
You see a few blobs of suns, don't you?
Very exciting.
Yes. Starting today, we're going to go up to about 37 degrees. It's going to be sunny, very few clouds, if any. And tonight, nice clear sky, low of 31. Tomorrow, it gets really nice, 52 degrees, mostly sunny skies. So a few clouds there will be making their way in. Thursday, blob of sun, 42 degrees. And same thing with Friday. It's going to be just a tiny bit colder, 41 degrees. The weekend actually looks really nice. Saturday, we'll have some clouds, 39 degrees. But Sunday, we warm up to 44 and lots of sun. And I got to tell you, all week long, up until maybe next Saturday, the 13th, it looks like sun, clouds, and getting up into the 60s, Frank. 60s!
I'm not seeing any rain on there.
You see right there on the bottom, 51 degrees Saturday. I don't think that's going to happen. It's too far out. Yeah. I'm feeling good, though. But we are finally getting into springtime.
Well, that is exciting.
Yes.
People need to be on the lookout for this, though. Customs and Border Protection is warning of a new telephone scam targeting Americans across the country. Seems the scammers use a pre-recorded message stating a box with drugs and money inside is being shipped and includes the victim's name on it and has been seized. The victim is then told to press 1 to speak with the agency, and banking information is requested. CBP noted it and the Department of Homeland Security do not ask for money over the phone. Those who think they're being targeted should report this call to the Federal Trade Commission.
It's a right royal mess. It is. That's a word from Buckingham Palace.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, home of Queen Elizabeth, who was reportedly not amused at the new trailer that was just released by Oprah. I told you about this thing yesterday. It's a preview of the sit-down between the talk queen and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It's their first since leaving the royal family. Oprah really ginned this up. She promises it to be a no-holds-barred chat. She's saying that it's the best interview she's ever done, with shocking revelations. Not only that, CBS extended the interview from 90 minutes to 2 hours. Royal insiders, however, are furious over the veiled threats, they say. One biographer says the Queen and the royal family are not the Corleone family of Windsor. There are no hitmen or heavies going around silencing people. Meghan, whilst a working royal, was always protected by a team of Scotland Yard officers.
Well, speaking of the UK, let me tell you what's happening in Exeter. Windows were blown out and homes damaged after officials in the UK detonated a bomb from the Second World War.
Oh, yeah.
The 2,200-pound German bomb was discovered on an allotment due for development, and it was blown up on Saturday. Hundreds of people were evacuated from the Exeter area so that officials could conduct the controlled explosion. The military and local law enforcement took extensive measures to mitigate the impact of the blast, including laying of sandbags, digging of trenches. Structural assessments are being carried out today in the hopes that families can return to their homes.
You know what? Imploding the Trump Hotel, got nothing on that.
Right you are.
That is. I mean, why didn't we get over there? Been to Exeter. Exactly. Done a live live show from there. Well, speaking of eruptions and explosions, I don't know if you've been watching what's been going on with Mount Etna over there by Sicily. My girlfriend, Deanna Thompson, is she always writes me, and she lives in Catania, near Catania, Sicily. She's always showing me pictures. She shows her beautiful backyard. The terrace is like covered with these little tiny black pebbles, you know, silt and all sure. that business. It's crazy, but now Etna's activity has intensified. It was spewing lava 300 meters high with, of course, the ash raining down. Really wild looking. I don't know if I'd want to live near there, though, Diana.
No way.
Concern. But this has been going on for a while. But yeah, they saw this resumption yesterday. And residents living in the area have been forced to sweep up volcanic rubble every single time this thing erupts. I think it's the coolest thing ever. It looks beautiful.
I can
actually.
See it being a bit inconvenient, though, at the same time.
You know, walking around, I don't know if you've ever covered a wildfire or been around a wildfire. It just it's really hard to breathe.
Right.
I don't know if this is similar in terms of how it smells and the breathing issues, but yeah.
Well,
it's resumption in Strombolian activity, as they say.
Sounds delicious. Mm. A zoo in New Orleans is throwing a surprise baby shower for an endangered orangutan. The first time mom was expected to give birth between April and May, but baby came early. Workers arrived Sunday to see Reese cradling her newborn, calling it the best kind of surprise. The zoo shared the video on Facebook. It's since become viral, saying the new family is doing well and being kept behind the scenes to have time to bond.
All right, this is a story. I just want you to understand that I'm not trying to gross you out. This is legitimately a story.
Okay.
And it's probably before you're eating breakfast. A woman in Thailand near her home was walking along the water, a beach, and she found this big blob. It's a 15-pound lump of whale vomit. Well, no, no, no. It's worth 185,000 pounds. Or actually, yeah, pounds. It's crazy. Which is probably, I don't know, what is that in, dollars?
$20 or something.
No, it's a lot more.
No, I'm just kidding.
But apparently this is ambergris. It is very expensive, and it's produced by sperm whales when their bile ducts in their gastrointestinal tract make secretions, to ease the passage of large or sharp objects. It's kind of vile, but again, it's nature.
Well.
Nature is beautiful.
I will be on the lookout for whale vomit then.
I'm watching CNN, a monitor on CNN right now, and it's an Iowa restaurant serves up pizza with Fruit Loops. It's hideous. It's making me sick. That actually made me sick.
Yes, that's much worse than the whale vomit. Well, New Jersey.
Can I just jump in really fast?
Please.
Why this whale vomit is actually important? They use it in the perfume industry. It develops a sweet and long-lasting fragrance after it dries out. After the mucilage dries out.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. All right. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
New Jersey is set to expand coronavirus vaccination eligibility at least twice this month. On March 15th, teachers, childcare workers, motor vehicle commission employees, and public transportation workers will be eligible to receive the shots. Teachers and staff at colleges will not be included this go-round. Eligibility will expand once again 2 weeks later on March 29th for restaurant and grocery store workers, along with hospitality employees and those who work at warehouses or shipping facilities.
Have you ever been on a flight that's been diverted because of an unruly passenger or somebody getting sick?
No, thankfully not, and I hope not to be.
I've been on one that was delayed on the tarmac because of some idiot, but never had to divert. That would make me very upset. There was a crazy scene that unfolded on an American Airlines flight from Dallas to Los Angeles. Two women from the Bronx, 129, 130, apparently spat on a fellow passenger. Apparently, Kelly Pichardo and Lisa Rodriguez were using disturbing and unacceptable language, according to passengers and crew members. Some guy sitting next to them accused them of using racist terms and said, stop it. They didn't like that, and they began verbally tussling with him, and it ended up with the one of them spitting on the guy. He started recording them, of course, because that's what you do nowadays. And the other one hit him on the hand to stop him. The plane was diverted. The ladies arrested.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Pain in the neck.
All right.
Though.
We're just 1 minute away from traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Meantime, as you've been hearing all morning long and will continue to hear, another woman is coming forward to accuse Governor Andrew Cuomo of unwanted sexual advances. She's not a former staffer, but the 33-year-old Anna Rush tells the New York Times the governor touched her lower back and asked if he could kiss her at a wedding 2 years ago. This comes as New York Attorney General Tish James says she received a referral letter from Governor Cuomo to investigate the allegations made by two former staffers. So you can bet you're going to be hearing about this a great deal in the coming days.
Yes. All right. It is time for traffic on the sevens. Let's head over to the traffic dude, Joe Nolan.
Well, if you're coming inbound from New Jersey, the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, George Washington Bridge, all three now in good shape. Inbound at George, the overhead signs that were blowing around, they've got that taken care of. But be careful this morning. They do have a trailer ban, an empty trailer ban, at the Throgs Neck, Whitestone, and Triborough Bridges. Now, if you're traveling both ways on 109 in New Jersey, the left lane is out between Manhattan Avenue and Secaucus Road. That for road work. Metro North, 20 to 25 on the Danbury Branch, Long Island Road. Scatter delays possible on the Port Jeff, Ronkonkoma, and Oyster Bay. And alternate side again today is going to be in effect. This report, a service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Couple of minutes before 6 o'clock, a half hour more of the WABC early news is still to come. We're taking you until 6:30 when you'll get to hear the Bernie and Sid show. Sid Rosenberg of Bernie and Sid fame will not only join us for sports at 6:15, but he'll join us exclusively to give us a preview of what's coming up at 6:30 on the Bernie and Sid show. So that's something that people are not going to want to miss. Before we get out of here for this hour, though, I do have some good news for New Yorkers. New York City is no longer letting the pandemic hold up capital projects. Mayor de Blasio says the city will start working on $17 billion in major projects, including school expansion and affordable housing, adding it's time to press play on the city's recovery.
And I know you all have been wondering, what's happened with former French President Nicolas Sarkozy? What's been going on with him in his life lately?
Not doing too well.
Well, Frank, you're absolutely right. He has been sentenced to jail for corruption. He was president of France from 2007 to 2012, but he got busted for corruption. He was given a 3-year sentence, but, you know, as it is with these famous folk, he's probably not going to be serving any time in jail. It'll probably just be done at home for a year.
What is that, pandemic related or privilege related?
I think it's privilege related.
Well, congratulations to
Mr. Sarkozy for being famous. Yes.
Yes. All right. Coming up, more traffic, more weather, local news with Deb Valentine. Juliet and I have some interesting stories we're going to throw your way. But first, you will get to hear all of the latest national news from the good folks at Fox News Radio. A half hour more of the WABC early news still to come. Don't go anywhere.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, I am Frank Morano. This is the WABC Early News.
Hello, hey, everybody. Juliet. Hello, Frankie Frank. I'm Juliet Huddy. Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid has sports at 6:15, and here's what everybody's going to be talking about today. The hits keep coming for Cuomo. Woo! And no one is happier, it seems, than the mayor of New York City. He is loving it. And the human victim of the Gaga dog-napping situation speaks out. And finally, it is one of the world's most popular conventions. People love it. Bad news for Comic-Con. That story coming up at 6:15, right before Sid's sports.
All right. Well, coming up in just a minute, we'll bring you traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Before that, though, the investigation into former President Trump's phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State in the wake of the November election is growing deeper. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting, prosecutors are preparing to address a grand jury this week in order to call on witnesses and seek subpoenas related to the early January conversation. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is currently investigating whether Trump broke the law when he told Brad Raffensperger to find him more votes. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. Well, we're going to go over to traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
Well, a new accident for us to worry about as you travel westbound on 280 at exit 13. There's an accident. Two lanes are out of service as you get through there. And, of course, that'll cause rubbernecking on the eastbound side just before you get into Newark. Both ways, 1 and 9, left lane going to be closed at Caucus Road to Manhattan Avenue. That for the road work. Now, Metro North, 20 to 25 on the Danbury branch. They are blaming that on the weather. And the Long Island Railroad, possible delays on the Port Jeff, Ronkonkoma, Oyster Bay. Again, that signal work and alternate side once again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Coming up, we have your Ramsey Subaru weather forecast also. Why does AOC hate dogs? That's such clickbait. Plus, Frank has your business report. Tax the rich. Elizabeth Warren's concept may be getting a resurgence.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
608, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano, just 7 minutes away from sports with Sid Rosenberg. But first, here's Juliet Huddy with all the latest weather.
Yes, it is going to be a sunny day, but very chilly because of the winds. We're going to see gusts over 40 miles per hour at times. There is a gale warning. I would just be real careful if I was driving in a truck that Gabby has. These things go flying around. I mean, I have an SUV. It's a heavy, heavy truck. It was going all over the place on the LIE this morning. So be careful out there. We will see a high of 37, but again, it's going to feel much chillier. It's actually 23 degrees right now in New York City. Tomorrow, though, wow, what a day. I mean, what a day, what a difference a day makes, actually. We go from 37 today to a high tomorrow of 52 degrees, mostly sunny skies. On Thursday, we see lots of sun, 42 degrees. Gets a little chillier on Friday, down to 41 degrees, no big deal. And still, that sun stays around. Saturday and Sunday look very nice. Saturday, we'll look for a high of 39 degrees and sun, partly cloudy skies, actually. So maybe some more clouds than sun. But back to a big blob of sun on Sunday. And the rest of next week's work week looks pretty nice. Really nice. And the temperatures look like they're going to get up into the 60s. So spring has sprung.
Wow. We'll have to go to the beach tomorrow. 51 degrees.
Wow. Wow, crazy.
All right. Well, there are some interesting stories happening around the world as well. You're going to be hearing about some of them all morning long, including the fact that SpaceX is going to try again tonight to launch a rocket carrying Starlink internet satellites into orbit. An earlier attempt on Sunday was aborted about a minute before the launch, but the company didn't say what caused the automatic shutdown. Liftoff is scheduled for 7:53 p.m. tonight from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
All right, so we've heard about this third woman coming forward accusing Governor Cuomo of nefarious behavior at a wedding. Cuomo is bracing for some serious trouble, and we know that because he has reportedly hired a criminal defense attorney. President Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, weighed in.
There is a process of reviewing, as you noted, an independent investigation. We will leave it to that process through the attorney general to make a determination on the path forward.
And the attorney general is New York City's attorney general, Letitia James. She says that she promises that she will release the findings of her investigation when they become available. Meantime, Hillary Clinton broke her silence on Monday. She says she absolutely backs an investigation. Not to be outdone, New York's mayor, Bill de Blasio, the lover of anything that brings Cuomo down, jumped on the Cuomo bandwagon. And here's what he had to say.
Sexually harassed young women in your employment. These are disqualifying realities. If these charges are proven, there's just no way he can govern.
And he also slammed the governor for telling accusers that he was just joking when he made these inappropriate comments. Frank.
Well, I wasn't laughing, that's for sure. All right. Early ratings for the Golden Globes are looking dismal, with only 5 million people tuning in to watch the 78th annual awards Sunday. That's a 60% drop from last year. It's even a smaller audience than when the 2008 ceremony was replaced with a live news conference due to a writer's strike. It's also the worst showing for Saturday Night Live alums Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They've hosted this was their fourth time hosting, each on a different coast. Final numbers are due out today, but so far, not looking so great.
All right, Lady Gaga's dog walker, who was shot while he was taking her French bulldogs out for a walk in Los Angeles, posted something on Instagram. He is extremely emotional, and he talked about how he was attacked 4 days ago. Car sped away, blood poured from his gunshot wound, and he really was emotional again in this Instagram post, where he basically gave his love, his unending love to this little angel, Miss Asia, who escaped the dog napping. She was the only one of the three dogs that was able to escape, and she was just there with him. Just loving him as he was waiting for the police to arrive and, you know, emergency services people. He says that he was very upset that he couldn't defend her brothers. Mm. But, you know, he shared some snaps of him in the hospital bed. He has a breathing tube. What a horrible story. I mean, and Lady Gaga, to her credit, is trying to stay quiet about this. She's trying not to get overly, I guess, exploitive about the situation, and apparently has been obviously in close contact with this guy.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now, you're a Starbucks person, Juliet, I guess, right?
I am.
I see this cup in right next to you.
Every day.
Well, you may be very pleased to learn that oat milk now has a permanent place on the menu at Starbucks. Mm. Starting today, the coffee house chain is rolling out Oatly as an option to dairy milk. Starbucks also is introducing a new beverage, iced shaken espresso.
Huh. Fabulous. Finally, San Diego Comic-Con. This is one of the most popular events in the world. It's off. Well, it's not off. It's virtual now, unfortunately, instead of the big event where you have all of the huge stars and it's like, you know, all these weirdos get dressed. Not weirdos. Lovely people, I'm sure. Get dressed up in Star Trek outfits and stuff. I mean, I actually would get dressed up in Vikings or the Last Kingdom stuff. I might, just because I love
Halloween.
But you
haven't before.
No, I never have.
Right, because you're relatively normal. This guy shows up in Spock ears.
So I've never been to Comic-Con, but I have been to several Star Trek conventions.
Have you really?
Absolutely. I do not dress up, though.
You don't?
I draw the line.
Do you wear like a little pin or anything?
I don't.
Oh,
have you gone to the BronyCon convention?
I don't think I like the sound.
The what?
The BronyCon.
What is that?
This is where My Little Pony fans show up, about 4,000 at a time in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And it's all for My Little Pony.
Oh.
You don't want to even know the rest of it.
Oh, I bet it's like the Renaissance festivals. Don't even believe me. I went to the bathroom at a Renaissance festival one day and I saw things I never should have seen at that age of my life, and I was in my 20s.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the same type of thing.
No.
Well, 6:15, as much as we'd love to hear about bronies,
Renaissance freaks.
Jabroni, Sid Rosenberg with sports.
Very good, Frank. The Brooklyn Nets continue to be the big story. Now the 2 seed inside the East, they snap a 17-game losing streak in San Antonio. A double-digit win over the Spurs to improve to 10 games over 500 at 23-13, led by James Harden's triple-double. Here's Christian Arnold on the net win.
The last time the Nets won in San Antonio, they still called East Rutherford, New Jersey home. It took an extra frame of basketball, but the Nets captured their first win in San Antonio since 2002, defeating the Spurs 124-113. James Harden had 30 points, Kyrie Irving added 27, and Bruce Brown had 23 for Brooklyn. The win helped wipe away some of the bad taste left after a sloppy loss to the Dallas Mavericks in their previous game. Monday's win had some errors in it, Brooklyn Nets coach Steve Nash admitted after the game, but the win was an important one.
Of course, you could say we made a mistake or two down the stretch, but you know, more importantly, if we had made a couple layups, game was over. So still plenty to build on, but lots of positives as well.
The Nets are back in action again on Wednesday when they travel to Houston. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. Brooklyn leaves San Antonio. Who arrives tonight? New York. The Knickerbockers, the Red Hot Knicks in San Antonio for the Spurs. NHL tonight, Rangers on home ice taking on Buffalo. Devils on home ice taking on the Islanders. Francisco Lindor, a New York Met. And while they're talking about, you know, keeping guys like Michael Conforto and Noah Syndergaard around, they really want to do a contract extension with Francisco Lindor. Here's Met President Sandy Alderson on that. But maybe not. Oh, the
we
computer.
Made the trade. That doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, we are guaranteed to have him long term, but I think we're committed to talking about it.
All right, there you have it. Francisco Lindor signing with the Mets. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And we want to remind everybody to make sure you like the WABC Early News Instagram page. We have a lot of exciting things going on there. All you have to do is search us at 77 WABC Early News. You won't even believe the kind of content that goes up there.
Like the really pondering wild that I do as I drive to work.
That's
I
right.
record it.
Honestly,
I speak aloud.
It's worth following. It's worth following that Instagram page just to see Sid Rosenberg's wardrobe on a daily
yes, basis. Exactly.
And if you play your cards right, you may even see some Joe Nolan photos. But in the meantime, we'll be treated to his traffic forecast. How's it looking, Joe?
Westbound on 280 coming into exit 13, an accident. Two lanes are out, both ways 1 and 9. The left lane is closed. Sea Caucus Road to Manhattan Avenue with construction. Garden State Parkway now southbound on Tom's River. An accident approaching exit 80, right lane out. Southbound drive at 34th Street. A collision in the left lane. Now, the Transit Authority, downtown number 6 trains on the express tracks, Hum Points Avenue to 138th Street with police activity. Metro North, 20 to 25 on the Danbury branch and the Long Island Railroad. A possible delays on the Port Jeff, Ronkonkoma, and Oyster Bay branch as they wrap up that signal work. This report a service of Dell Technologies. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you. Ready to offer tailored solutions powered by the Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today, 877-ASK-DELL. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. I have to say, your traffic reports are always fascinating, but nothing has been as entertaining as Frank's business reports today. God, please bring me another one that's going to blow me away, just like the previous two did, Frank.
Well, this one serves you right, Juliet, because you are about to be served a giant helping of karma, because we all know how wealthy you are from your many years of working in TV, unlike those of us that are working in the salt mines of media here in the radio business. And Senator Elizabeth Warren has some bad news for you. She is reviving her proposal to impose a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat told reporters a wealth tax is long overdue and would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's introducing legislation that would apply a tax on those worth more than $50 million.
Oh,
Warren
damn her.
Argued, Warren argued that the wealth of the billionaire class in America increased by more than $1 trillion over
the
last
year. What does she know? This is upsetting for Sid and me.
Very.
Being the wealthiest folks
here. I don't need this
here.
Extra stress.
Yeah? This is just too much sometimes.
Well, too much or too little, you're going to be taxed.
My chateau is going nowhere.
There you go.
Sydney.
Yes.
What's happening on the show?
Well, you know, Gabby's the best. Gabby gets these great pictures every morning on your Instagram page.
Oh, don't
on
say
the early
that.
News. It's brutal. Bo Dietl's going to stop by today. I have no idea what Bo is going to talk about. And then we're going to talk to Mike Vaccaro of the New York Post about the what's become, Juliet and Frank, a very exciting sports scene here in New York. You know, the Knicks are playing really well. The Nets are one of the best teams in the NBA. The Islanders are a playoff team and very high expectations for both the Mets and the Yankees. So it's been a long time since New York has had a lot of good teams and a really long time since we won a championship here. But we're starting to feel like this may be a renaissance sports time in New York.
Yes. Not a renaissance festival sports
no,
time.
No, God knows. We don't want to see that. Although those athletes can be a little crazy sometimes.
Those of us that are Met fans, Sid, aren't we all just trying to keep ourselves from getting too excited about the forthcoming baseball season? I mean, you just have this inevitable feeling that something's going to go wrong.
Yes.
Everyone's going to go hurt, get hurt, or the general manager's going to start, you know, sending inappropriate photos. Or there's going to be something that goes wrong.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I'm waiting.
I used to work with Joe Beningo, and he was exactly like that. But he was a Jet fan. Now, the Jets, Juliet, they haven't seen a championship since 1969. So I get it.
Good
it's
year.
A bit unfair with the Mets. The Mets are only 5 years removed from playing in a World Series, albeit a loss to Kansas City. They were there 5 years ago. So, and they're a very good young baseball team. They won nearly 90 games 2 years ago. So I think it's a little, Met fans are not like Jet fans. Jet fans, I get it. Met fans need to take a deep breath. Should be a very good baseball team. Very tough division, but absolutely reason for optimism and excitement.
Just really quickly, the Brooklyn Nets, are they, they're playing at Barclays.
Yes.
And you have to be really rich to get a ticket there, right. Don't you? I mean, because that's one of my favorite. I love Brooklyn Nets games. I love Barclays Center. You have any hookups there?
I do, yeah. I can help you out. Yeah. Cool. Keep on the down
And I will say this about Mike Vaccaro. I do enjoy reading him in the New York Post, and it was 16 years ago this month that I, when I was hosting a public access television show, I broke the Guinness World Record.
How old were you then?
Like Robin Bird?
Longest live TV talk show marathon. I did a 33-hour talk show.
Stop.
And Mike Vaccaro was good enough to come on that show at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is this true?
This is true. I don't know if he remembers that. I asked him if he remembers that. He came on, made the trip all the way to Staten Island at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now, was this like a, for what? Was this for world hunger? What
no,
was the...
No, it was...
You were just coked up or something?
For narcissism.
And,
I can't think of a more...
Let's do 60 hours. Come on!
I read that chapter in your autobiography. So, I can't think of a more appropriate day to talk sports than on Mel Ott's birthday. Today would have
Is
been
that right?
Mel Ott's birthday.
Mel Ott, so, one of the great home run hitters ever.
Right.
Great player for the Giants.
Yeah, 511 home runs
yes.
at a time when it was tough to hit.
Did you know that Frank Morano knew all this stuff about sports?
I had no idea. You'd think by looking at him, he would just like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff.
Right, and Star Trek. But he knows his stuff. It's incredible.
Dragons.
You don't like that?
I'm sorry. He just threw something at me. My life was just in peril. All right. Thanks, Sid.
All right. Well, tune in to Mike Vaccaro and Bo Dietl on the Bernie and Sid show, in addition to Bernie and Sid themselves, who are always very entertaining. All right. Quite a bit of other news in the news, isn't there, Juliet?
Yes. Would you like me to take that over?
Because
I feel like you're not prepped right now.
No, I'm prepped. I could tell you all about.
No, I was going to tell you about.
Okay,
why don't you think of some business stories for tomorrow and just.
Well, what are you
knock them out of the
so
ballpark again
today?
I love them. I'm saying I like your bit. It's fun.
I don't know what I did to you.
I love you.
I must
Stop
have done
it.
Something.
I love you. I love you. Stop it. We do know about the world's first space hotel. It is going to be under construction in low Earth orbit in 2025. It's going to have restaurants and movie theaters and rooms for up to 400 guests. How is this even possible? Is this a joke?
No. This is real.
This really can happen. Apparently. You think anybody's going to want to go up there? It's going to be like, what, a floating ship or something?
I think it's going to be very cost prohibitive. But, if you have the means, why not?
Richard Branson seems like the kind of guy that would launch something like this.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, FBI Director Christopher Wray will testify before the Senate today about law enforcement's response to the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. He'll also likely speak to the Senate Judiciary Committee about the domestic terror threats he's previously warned about. A separate joint congressional committee continues to investigate the Capitol attack and the failure to anticipate it. This will be Ray's first testimony before the Senate since the attack that left 5 people dead, including a Capitol police officer.
It is 22 degrees in Manhattan from your Ramsey Subaru weather desk. Today, it's going to get up to 37 degrees, and we're going to have lots of sun, but we are going to have really gusty winds, over 40 miles an hour, so be careful when you're driving. Be prepared for that. You're going to go flying all over the highways and byways. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up. It's going to be a nice temperature, 52 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and that will continue, although it will be a bit cooler on Thursday and Friday into the low 40s, but still the sun will be out, absolutely beautiful, light winds, so it may feel a little bit cooler than you want, but that sun will really help out. Saturday and Sunday, we also see sun, although Saturday we'll have cloudy skies as well, 39 degrees. Sunday, we get back up to 44 degrees with a lot of sun. And the next week looks fantastic. We're going to get up into the 60s, partly cloudy skies. But, that means we'll see some sun peeking out there.
All right. So some good weather on the horizon.
Yes. Chilly outside, though, right now.
Yeah, it is quite windy. Be careful, those of you that are driving. An action-packed edition of the Bernie and Sid Show is next, featuring Bo Dietl and Mike Vaccaro. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow. Juliet, hopefully we'll be in a nicer mood tomorrow to her co-host.
Frank,
I'm just kidding.
You are the best. You know that. And I do look forward to your business stories.
Dragons convention.
Yes, the Dungeons and Dragons. If you need any information on it, I saved it for you.
6:27. Joe Nolan has all the latest traffic. Have a great day, everybody.